Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to our Riyadu Salihin segment. And this is the kitab by Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali, and it is a beautiful, exceptional compilation of the Siha Sitta, and that is the six kitabs of Ahadith. And we come here now to Hadith number 165 of our chapter. This is the 10th Hadith of this beautiful chapter. Babun fil amri bil muhafadati ala sunnati wa adabiha. The chapter on upholding the sunnah and its etiquettes. An ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma qal qama fina rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam bimaw'idhatin. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says that qama fina rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam bimaw'idhatin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood amongst us and was addressing us. فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, إِنَّكُمْ مَحْشُرُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى خُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا خُزْلًا. That you will be resurrected before Allah Azza wa Jalla, barefooted, naked, and uncircumcised. So three things. Hufatan, you're going to be totally barefooted. Uratan, you're going to be naked. And Ghuzla, you're going to be totally uncircumcised for the men. Kama bada'na awwala khalqin nu'iduhu wa'dan alayna inna kunna fa'ilin. Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 104, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam includes a verse in his talk, in his address. Just the way kama bada'na awwala khalqin, just like as we originated the first creation, we will. So kama bada'na awwala khalqin nu'iduhu, we will repeat it, we will repeat it. And wa'dan alayna, this is a promise upon us. Inna kunna fa'ilin, and we shall fulfill it. We shall fulfill it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then goes and says, Ala, listen. Wa inna awwal al-khalaiqi yuksa yawm al-qiyamati Ibrahimu alayhi salatu wa salam. The first person who will be clothed on the day of Qiyamah shall be Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ala wa innahu sayuja'u bi rijalin min ummati fayu'khadhu bihim dhat ash-shimal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then says, some people from my ummah will be seized and taken to the left side of the fire. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I will say, Ya Rabbi ashabi, O Allah, O my sustainer, these ashabi, these are my people. These are my companions. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuqalu, it will be said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You won't know, you don't know what they innovated after you. فَقُولُ, I will say then, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I will say then, قَالَ الْعَبْدُ, so فَأَقُولُ كَمَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ الصَّالِحِ, I will say just the way Al-Abdu Salih said. Who's Al-Abdu Salih? That is Isa alayhi salam. وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. That, what was it that Isa alayhi salam said? I was witness to them as long as I was with them. When you took me away, then, oh Allah, you were watching over them. You are witness over all things. If you punish them, then verily they are your slaves. And if you forgive them, then surely you are the mighty, the wise. That is that verse, Surah Al-Ma'idah, from verses 117-118. So it's in the hadith, it says, إِلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And the reference is given. فَيُقَالُ لِي, it will be said to me, إِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَزَالُوا مرتدين على أقابهم منذ فارقتهم. It will be said to me that these people became renegades after you left them. And this is what it means. That to innovate, this leads to you becoming a renegade, a murtad. How is this so? Because you constantly adding, inventing, pushing into the deen, you don't become satisfied. Now it needs to be something else. You discard. One is to be weak, you're unable to practice. The other is you innovate and you move with that innovation, thinking it to be part of deen. Now others also think it to be part of deen, until someone of the truth does not come and put that innovation to an end, put it to fire, and let it burn out. Until then, your innovation is going to continue. Simple, we can see how many innovations are taking place at the moment. People consider this as part of deen. This is why the scholars of truth, they are so wary about this, that I mustn't do something that may even lead to that which is going to be harmful in the future. And then that becomes a standard. People standardize that as part of deen. Then I'm just going to be part of this, a part and parcel of these people who are going to be drawn to the left side of the fire. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, "Ya Rabbi, Ashabi, this is my companions." It will be said to him, "Innaka la tadri ma أَحْدَثُوا بَعْدَكَ." You don't know what they innovated after you, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah protect us from innovating. This is a major, major crime. Remember that. And you innovate, people do it. That means they're doing it and they're thinking it to be an ibadat. They are never ever going to repent from that. When a person doesn't ever repent from that, you need to know and understand that now he's going to pass away with that sin. And all of the consequences thereafter. Are we prepared for all of that? Allah protect us. Allah protect us. Inshallah, we're going to continue with our program. And this brings us to the end of this Riyadus Salihin segment. Allah guide us.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.